Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The year 2012 in cinema will be remembered as one of the best ever. The 85th Academy Awards will be presented starting at 7 p.m. February 24th in the Dolby Theater, Los Angeles, and televised on the ABC Television Network. Many of the Oscar nominees this year garnered critical and popular acclaim. Look for Oscar to spread around the gold. How many Oscar nominees have you seen? The Oscar picture category is filled with films of remarkable storytelling, creativity, directorial craftsmanship, technical achievement, and acting prowess. Amour continues at Civic Theater of Allentown's Theater 514. Argo continues at Arts Quest Banco Cinema. There's also Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty. In this crowded field, my choice is Argo, which has been consistently winning awards. Argo was tension-filled, sometimes humorous, and always entertaining. It is too bad that in Ben Affleck's year, he was slighted by not being nominated in the Oscar director category. So best picture, I'm picking Argo. In the director category, Michael Haneke directed one of the year's most excruciatingly painful films, Amour. Ben Zeitlin made one of the most intense cinema experiences, Beast of the Southern Wild. Steven Spielberg's Lincoln brought history to life as few films have. David O. Russell's Silver Linings Playbook was a slice of neurotic charm played for comedy and understanding. Ang Lee's Life of Pi was otherworldly, so in the director category, I'm picking Ang Lee. In the actor category, in any other year, it might be Bradley Cooper, fine in Silver Linings Playbook, Hugh Jackman, robust in Les Miserables, Joaquin Phoenix, wacky in The Master, Denzel Washington, laser-like in Flight, but in any year when Daniel Day-Lewis has a role, and such a role as in Lincoln, where he embodied President Abraham Lincoln, then the Oscar is his. Actor, it'll be Daniel Day-Lewis. Actress. It's a remarkable field. Jessica Chastain was riveting in Zero Dark Thirty. Emmanuel Riva danced with death in Amour. Quvenzhané Wallace was remarkable in Beasts of the Southern Wild. Naomi Watts achieved the impossible. Jennifer Lawrence was the page-turner in Silver Linings Playbook, so I'm picking Jennifer Lawrence. Supporting actor. Good performances all. Alan Arkin was hilarious in Argo. Robert De Niro was back in form in Silver Linings Playbook. Philip Seymour Hoffman was scintillating in The Master. Christoph Waltz, magnificent in Django Unchained. Tommy Lee Jones in Lincoln provided a crusty, cantankerous, and sometimes comedic balance, a yin to Daniel Day-Lewis's yang. So it's Tommy Lee Jones as supporting actor. Supporting actress. Amy Adams was memorable in The Master. Sally Field was extraordinary in Lincoln. Helen Hunt was believable in The Sessions. Jackie Weaver was cute in Silver Linings Playbook. Anne Hathaway's performance made Les Miserables sing. I'm picking Anne Hathaway, supporting actress. At the box office, February 15th, It Was a Good Day to Die Hard, which opened at number 1, pushing Identity Thief to number 2, keeping Safe Haven at number 3, and Escape from Planet Earth opening at number 4. Opening February 22, Snitch. Dwayne The Rock Johnson stars in the action thriller about a father who goes undercover for the United States Drug Enforcement Agency in an attempt to free his imprisoned son who was set up in a drug deal. Dark Skies. A deadly force haunts a suburban family in the sci-fi horror film that stars Kerry Russell and Josh Hamilton. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.